Athanasios Panagiotou, on behalf of the Ministry of Justice, distinguished members of the committee, with respect to the comment on the fragmentation of policies for the rights of the child, we would like to point out that we have identified the challenges which your committee had pointed out, and for this reason, we would like to emphasize that in recent years, Greece has made determined efforts to cope with those challenges through the gradual codification of legislation, the structured planning, development and adoption after broad public consultation of coherent horizontal policies with particular emphasis on national action plans, through the development of cross-sectoral mechanisms which are composed of representatives from both the competent public authorities and civil society organizations, through the monitoring of their implementation both via these mechanisms and within the central government and the General Secretariat for Coordination. The main national action plans are the following: the National Action Plan for the Rights of the Child, the National Action Plan Against Racism and Intolerance, the National Action Plan for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the National Action Plan for Gender Equality, the National Action Plan for the Protection of Children from Sexual Abuse and Exploitation, and the National Strategy for Equality of the LGBTIQ+ Persons. The mechanisms for the elaboration, implementation, and monitoring and evaluation of national action plans include, inter alia, the National Mechanism for the Elaboration, Monitoring and Evaluation of Action Plans on the Rights of the Child, attached to the General Secretariat for Justice and Human Rights of the Ministry of Justice, composed of representatives of different ministries, the General Secretariat for Coordination, the National Commission for Human Rights, the Greek Ombudsman, the Institute of Child Health, and UNICEF's Greece Country Office. The National Council Against Racism and Intolerance is a collective body providing advice and opinions and comes under the General Secretariat for Justice and Human Rights of the Ministry of Justice. The members of the National Council are nominated by the competent ministries and bodies on the basis of their expertise in matters relating to racism or their powers. For example, the UN High Commission for Refugees, the Racist Violence Recording Network, the National Confederation of Persons with Disabilities. In parallel, at the political level, their central and coherent monitoring of the horizontal policies is ensured through the monitoring of the national action plans by the General Secretariat for Coordination of the Presidency of the Greek government, to which the competent ministries report on the progress of implementation of their actions on a regular basis. It should be noted that at the end of each year, the consolidated governing policy plan for the coming year is presented to the Cabinet of Ministers. The plan incorporates the action plans of all ministries, including the national action plans, and is centrally and systematically monitored by the Coordination Secretariat of the government through relevant milestones and indicators. Now I pass the floor to my colleague.
Thank you. Dimitris Giutikas from Ministry of Justice. Regarding the protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on Child Trafficking, Child Prostitution and Child Pornography, besides the crime of trafficking in human beings under Article 323A of the Penal Code, which provides for an aggravating circumstance when directed against a minor, the following are noted. Article 348 of the Penal Code provides in detail for the crime of child pornography. Law 4855 of 2021 tightened the penalties provided for some aggravating cases, such as the professional commission of the crime, or cases in which the perpetrator of the production of child pornography material is a person in whom a minor has been trusted to supervise or guard him or her. Penal Code also provides the specific crime of attracting children for sexual reasons, such as the commission of the crime of child pornography, and pornography performances of minors, a crime committed by anyone who expels or lures a minor to participate in pornography performances or organize them. Article 349 of the Penal Code provides for the crime of pedophilic minors, which is committed by whoever, in order to serve the obscenity of others, promotes or expels a minor to prostitution, or sponsors, or coerces, or facilitates, or participates in child prostitution. With respect to the Directive 800 of 2016 on procedural safeguards for children who are suspects or accused persons in criminal proceedings, it was transposed by law 4689 of 2000 20 Indo-Greek legislation. Furthermore, the Ministry of Justice participates in the consortium of the European Commission funded Just Closer project, which focuses on the practical implementation of the above mentioned directive. The Ministry of Justice, in the context of the actions it is developing for the implementation of its operational plan entitled Child-Friendly Justice and the National Action Plan for Children's Rights, is going to standardize and simplify the prescribed procedures through the development of protocols and guides concerning juvenile offenders and juvenile victims, juveniles with disabilities included. In addition, regarding minor victims, the independent offices of Minor Victims House of the Child ensure the protection, support, and information of the minor victims and their family during the criminal proceedings in order to avoid the risk of secondary victimization, intimidation, and retaliation. The House of the Child of Athens and Piraeus have been fully operational since December 2021. Thank you.
Thank you very much.